5 3-minute rounds of boxing with a 22-year-old who was how tall?
He was about 6'2", 6'3".
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Fras, you're how tall are you?
Pushing 4.5.
Sorry, my chair's really high. That's probably not helping.
Yeah.
But this is without
You're dwarfing me here, Aaron. You're dwarfing me.
Without headgear. No headgear.
Well, because, you know, the thing is about boxing, I've eliminated a few things in my life, right? So it's, I don't know why you find being punched in the face so exciting, Dave.
Well, because it's like, it's an adrenaline rush, but we know from SAS Australia, you were, you know, the star of that show, right. And it was like, the conflict in your life seems to be something you look forward to.
I do look forward to a bit of getting fed some glove, but I wanted to box because, well, they didn't have headgear at the time.
Yeah.
And I had a mouthpiece, and my coach at the time, Sebastian, he said, he'll be fine. You know, he's 22 years old. You know, you're a bit older, you're a bit thicker, whatever. You know, he's trying to worm your way in because he had long reach. He had extraordinary reach. But I got bruised, so I got tired, and then I just put my head down, right? And I got pummeled. Top of my head, and it was bruised for probably about 7 days. It did hurt. It hurt,
right.
But it kind of filled that the space, you know, like the adrenaline rush that I was missing because, you know, I've quit drinking.
What? Yes, so tell me that.
Different type of headache.
It is a different type of headache, but you got to fill the space, fill the void with something.
I love that. See, no, I've kind of quit alcohol as well.
Have you really?
But I have it. Well, kind of, because I drink when I want to drink, but it's just hardly ever. I don't drink at home anymore. I don't, you know, I would drink a couple of glasses of wine most nights.
A couple of bottles.
Depending on the occasion. But I haven't really filled it with anything else. So right. I like this as a suggestion. Why did you quit alcohol?
Why did I quit? Well, we don't have all afternoon, but I felt like it needed to happen because I had certain habits and certain addictive behavioral kind of thoughts that I needed to eliminate just to move forward.
You were crazy.
To evolve.
You were crazy on the grog, yeah?
No, I wasn't crazy. Oh, yeah, it was crazy on the grog. No, I wasn't crazy on the grog. I had fun on the grog. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And there was too much fun to be had. It's not like I was hurting myself or people around me, but I just wasn't making decisions that were servicing me spiritually, physically, and kind of monetary.
Well now, done to you. It's a hard thing to do.
It is a hard thing to
it's
do.
It's incredible. Well
now,
done.
I also told you something, Fras, the other night that Ed Cavalli told me about the new season of SAS Australia.
Yes.
So what's going on with that, Ed? Are you making things up?
No, I am not. I can't tell you exactly who it was, but I happened to be speaking to someone who is high up in the SAS Australia production site. Mm. And we were chatting away and I said, they're talking about SAS Australia and we're talking about the people. And then they said to me, you know the problem we've got? And I said, no, what is it? And they said, the network, Seven, keeps calling us up and saying, we need another Fras. We need another Fras. And his exact quote back to the network was, there's only one Fras.
All right, Fras Durrani, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
brilliant.
Love you, man.